The Fort Smith Museum of History is shifting with the times. The museum was closed for 4 months because of the pandemic and is now open only on limited days and for limited hours. The changes mean financial challenges, and this week, the museum is hosting a non-event to help make up for the shortfalls. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums talked with Caroline Spear about the unmasked event scheduled to conclude Saturday. She says when the museum was closed, she was often the only person in the building checking on the well-being of the museum's collections.
For those very reasons, you come into work every day and you make sure that, you know, if it's raining, that the basement's not flooded. Right. Because we have an issue with water that comes in from the basement. We're an old building. You make sure that, you know, there's not an air conditioner that's leaking or that's frozen up, or, you know, temperatures are fine, or that there's not been some strange, you know, happening, the fuse blown that happened one morning. If you're not here, you're not looking after the building. And if you're not looking after the building, then the artifacts aren't being taken care of. So absolutely, bills don't stop, but the care that, and we look at the building, it's an artifact unto itself. It's a 1906 National Register building. You want to make sure that all things are operating and as they should be, so that artifacts are cared for and, you know, everything's still up and running when you do reopen.
All right. So coming up is this event called Unmasked. Don't worry, folks. I'm not asking you to take off your mask and get inside. No. This is what you're billing as an unevent to help out the museum. How does it work?
Correct. So we decided to have a little fun with the unmask, and we even talked about, you know, does that send mixed messages? Because even before it was mandated, we required masks, because when we did reopen, we see people from across the country every day. But we thought it would be fun to do a little play on that and talk about having the mask coming off. And really, that's our way of being very transparent about our financial situation. And what this is, it's called a non-event event, and it's a virtual fundraiser. So what it is a way to donate money to the museum without actually having to come to anything. And our hope is that people will look at it, say if you were going to buy tickets to Party Gras, which is our major event of the year, you know, you might spend a couple hundred dollars on tickets, or if you're buying auction items, you know, you're looking at maybe a trip. So there are varying levels that we hope that people will consider in lieu of actually attending the event. And there are different levels. Say $50 covers most of our internet bill for the month. $100 to $500 helps purchase archival supplies and archival boxes, that kind of thing. So the different levels kind of give you an idea of where you would hope that your money goes to, so that we can spend it accordingly to our needs.
And all you have to do to participate is go to fortsmithmuseum.org?
Yeah, you can go to fortsmithmuseum.org. There is a page on there called Unmasked. So if you go to our website, you can find that. And you can apply right there. You can donate right there. And it gives you an idea of Unmasked is actually under, let me find it real quick, events. So you can go to our homepage and look for events, or you can go to the page itself, and I can give you that web address. But either way, we'll take you to an mask page, and it gives you at the bottom sort of the donation levels. So you can kind of get an idea of what you might want to consider. It's really easy. We've had our early campaign so far has brought us in almost $40,000.
Wow.
As of today. Yeah. Yeah. And this takes place on October the 10th. So we've set a deadline for it. And we'll be here that day, for phone calls, you know, online, that kind of thing. But we've already had people who have called or sent in. We sent out some invitations to different people. So a lot of the invitations have come back in, and we're really excited about that. So our very early numbers are around 40,000 right now. And what we're shooting for is 100,000 right now. What that does is our closure this year has been, we'll hit somewhere 60,000 plus mark in lost revenue. And so we're hoping that 100,000 is a good start, one, to replace what we've lost for the year, and two, to move into next year.
I'm wondering, have you had to shift any ideas about exhibits, when they might open, when they might close, when they might be available, how they might be researched? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We had a large exhibition planned for now, for this time this year. It would have involved Marty Stauffer, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with who he is, but Wild America. So he's from Fort Smith. And we had already been in talks with Mr. Stauffer and his family and had a lot of things underway. But to bring him in and do, it was going to be a week-long of activities and programs and panel discussions and exhibitions, and going to be a great time. And we've had to completely shelve that for the moment. We've tentatively rescheduled it for next spring, but that even remains to be seen, because not only do we have to recover from this year, but we have to have the money to invest in what we're going to do moving forward. And that was going to be kind of our anchor for the fall. It's a partnership with 646, so we wanted to focus on art and photography. And so it's still there. It's just at a different time. But that was a hard one to have to think about rescheduling. It's huge. And we hadn't even really started publicity on it because we were still working on it. And so the public at this point doesn't even know what they're missing, because, you know, we've had to reschedule it. And then, yes, all of our fundraisers, our other smaller rotating exhibitions, everything just kind of got put on hold. We've picked up a little bit. We do have this fundraiser and our other fall fundraisers that are going on, and we've had one other event that was in-house that happened a couple of weeks ago, and that was kind of a test run. It was our first one since February, just to see how we could implement all of the safety precautions and make it work, and you know, what the response would be, that kind of thing. And it was successful, so that's a good start.
Those days when you were the only employee coming in, and there were those moments of aimlessness and you know, what's going on, what's going to happen. You're thinking about the frustration of having to cancel this big event. Could you look around in this building that's been open since 1910 and tell yourself, well, we've made it through depression. We've made it through women not being able to vote, through Jim Crow. We've made it through pandemics previously in wars. We'll get through this. Was there ever inspiration in your surroundings for you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's actually a really great point that you bring up, because that was part of it when you're just working and thinking of all the things that are just in front of you. And then you do wander because you do have to check out the building, and you come across artifacts, or you come across past exhibits that have been done, or you're looking at old documents, and it does strike you that, you know, this place has been around for 110 years, and look what it's seen. And we were a hardware store before we were a museum. And we have ledgers of people, you know, who stopped in to buy supplies as they're going west, and, you know, things like that. So you are very tied to what you have been through. And it is a great inspiration, because for me, and I think for our board, our staff, the things we've talked about recently is, how do we change from here? And I think that's a very common, becoming a common and usual thought process for, I mean, everybody. But how do we make ourselves more accessible? How do we bring more of what we have to the public? So there's been a whole lot of talk because of that as to what else we can do and where we can expand and how we can push our mission forward in a different type of way. And that's because we're still working. Like even when we opened, we came back and there's myself and one other staff person here today. So that's a reduction from 7 people to 2. So that is also, so we have all these ideas of wanting to expand and move forward, and yet we're working on a reduced staff right now, which means everything is still in place. It just takes so much longer. So you do have to remember what your mission is and what your business has been through so that you can stay motivated.
Caroline Speer is the executive director of the Fort Smith Museum of History. The Unmasked event is Saturday, and more information can be found at fortsmithmuseum.org. She talked with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums last week.